What about lifted truck?
That's good. It blends in there. That's just another war wound.
Who's this frat boy coming around the corner? Oh, wait, that's Eddie.
It's so funny because literally I'm 54 years old. I'm driving a truck that I think the oldest allowed, you should be able to allow.
Can you get a horn installed that's La Cucaracha?
I want the Aruga.
And on that note, we got to hit this break. Be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will stand alone if it has to after a threatened U.S. arms holdup. Former Senator Jim Talon of Missouri says President Biden's threat to withhold arms shipments from Israel reflects his overall misunderstanding of dealing with foreign allies and adversaries. Republican Attorney General Dave Yost has advised Ohio's public universities that a law written to deter Ku Klux Klan demonstrations could be used to impose felony charges on students who wear face coverings during the pro-Palestinian protest. Say goodbye to the Chevrolet Malibu, the last mid-sized car made by Detroit automakers. It will be discontinued. On Wall Street, the Dow had 270 points, the NASDAQ up 40. This is SRN News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started Wesley Financial Group to do one thing, help people get out of their timeshare nightmare. When you buy a timeshare, the timeshare company can raise your annual maintenance fees at will. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Want out of your timeshare? Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-656-1155. 800-656-1155. 800-656-1155.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
A tornado watch continues in effect for much of central Alabama. Showers and thunderstorms likely today. Could be some damaging wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour and maybe up to 2-inch in diameter hail. That's pretty big. Also the threat of a couple of tornadoes as well. Stay weather aware. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. High today up to about 88 with a low tonight down to 69. Another round of severe weather in the wee hours of tomorrow morning, and our weather app will keep you on top of that as well. Much cooler air will follow. We'll be in the 50s by Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
1819 News.
Severe storms that swept through parts of Alabama last night also wreaked havoc in central and southeast states. Tornadoes formed in Tennessee, killing two people there, as well as another twister killing one person in North Carolina. 16 people were injured in Kalamazoo, Michigan as a result of a twister, and power outages are also being reported in various states. In Alabama, a tornado has been confirmed to have landed and done damage in Gurley, which is east of Huntsville. Damaging hail, along with these twisters, have impacted the towns of Gurley, Woodville, Paint Rock, Maysville, Garth, Hampton Cove, and Brownsboro. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Alabama Unfiltered Radio, and when I need the news, and I need it fast, I turn to Andrea Tice and the Daily Detail. On my way in, it is the most convenient, best way for me to digest what's going on so that I can use it for our show. She tells you what's going on in Alabama that day, first and fast. So listen to the Daily Detail with Andrea Tice. Don't miss out.
The Daily Detail is available wherever podcasts are found.
The Senate has killed a post-election audit bill offered by State Representative Debbie Wood. HB 259 was voted to carry over rather than go to the floor for a full vote. The bill was passed by the Alabama House just a few weeks ago with an 88-6 vote. The bill would have required a percentage of precincts in each county in Alabama to undergo a post-election recount of the ballots for at least two races, either by a hand count or using a different voting tabulator. The Alabama Teacher of the Year Award has been bestowed upon a River Region school teacher, Deborah Stringfellow. The Elmore County teacher has been an educator for 40 years and is a first-generation high school and college graduate, receiving her degree from Troy University. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs presents the Riverbend Brew Fest Friday, May 17th in downtown Montgomery, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Union Station train shed. Brew Fest will feature a large selection of craft and specialty beers from local, regional, and national breweries. Free admission with tickets on site. Ticket price includes a commemorative tasting glass and will be benefiting the Riley Foundation. There'll be food vendors and a special performance by voice finalist Kirk J. For ticket information, visit mgmcityevents.com. Sponsored by Blue Water Broadcasting and the City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. As we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. We have a full house today, both Eddie Bader and Byron Sheehy here in the studio. And also, another friend joining us on the phone, we have the one, the only, Jeff Dice. Jeff, how are you this afternoon?
Well, Joey, I'm enjoying this crazy weather and internet outages today.
Oh, yeah, luckily it hasn't affected us quite yet, but when we see our weatherman, Rich Thomas, in the middle of the day, we know we got problems.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. This is what makes Alabama not have to worry about water.
Very well said. Now, can we start with some, like, ancient Stoic wisdom? Because I saw you put this up on your Twitter, and it's making me, well, it's actually a lesson I've known, but I don't follow through with it. But it's how political life can just make people unhappy. And people ask me constantly, Jeff, how you doing? I'm like, well, personally, pretty well. But my job in the news has a way of making me miserable in a certain way.
Yes. And the reason for that is very simple, is because most of it is beyond your control. At most, you might have the ability to go out and have an influence on, let's say, a state or local election. Now, you have perhaps more influence than the average person because you happen to host a radio show,
right?
Of course. But beyond that, worrying about things that are beyond your control is what the Stoics talk to us about. Or Marcus Aurelius and Epictetus, and I'm refreshing a lot on this stuff as my kids go through Greek and Latin literature in their high school. So, you know, when we talk about the lessons that we get from the ancients, one of those is to calm your mind and concern yourself with what's within your control. And, of course, the political life encourages us to do otherwise. It encourages us to be obsessed with the affairs of other people and the doings of other people. And I think there's something, I don't want to say that this is imposed on us, but I do think that we're encouraged in many ways by mainstream media and by the political class to, you know, lead political lives, to view the world through a political lens. Obviously, these kids protesting on college campuses are horrifically politicized at a young age. And I don't think it's very healthy for us. And of course, social media is where this really finds, I think, its greatest voice. And it's probably not a recipe for mental health and happiness to be, you know, as worried about politics as people are.
Yeah, it does seem that the more we use politics, supposedly use it to solve problems, the worse the happiness meters keep going down. I think also social media has something to do with that as well. No matter, I mean, what do you think about that? We've been talking about it a lot this week. A lot of talk in Congress about, I don't agree with this, about banning social media for kids 13 and under, putting more restrictions 17 and under. But beyond what the feds are pretending they're going to try to do, let's hope they don't. What do you make of this, say, social media revolution that really got going, say, in 2012?
Yes, I'm not sure we know exactly yet, because the generation that coming of age, having never not had social media, let's say the under 20s, the Zoomers, have not yet reached adulthood. They haven't really gone to college. They haven't gone out in the workforce. So I think we're going to find out what that means for people's effectiveness in the real world, which is still out there, the brick and mortar world, the tangible world. So, yeah, look, as a parent of teenagers, obviously I worry about it. I don't think banning it is going to keep 17-year-olds away from it any more than it keeps them away from cigarettes or beer or other things that they might have an interest in. But I think it's telling that our political class is more concerned with the tech, the platforms themselves, than their own actions or their own culpability in creating a lot of the problems, let's just say, we have today. I mean, you can talk about the young people on college campus. You can talk about the reactionary right. You can talk about the woke left. I mean, all of these various groups have significant, and I would argue legitimate, beefs with the state of things. So we ought to be worrying about what is really broken, not the platforms by which we talk about what's broken.
And yet, when you see folks trying to fight the good fight, we talked about it earlier in the week too, this story that Thomas Massie put out about, you know, the luncheon, I guess, with Antonin Scalia. And Scalia said, essentially, guys, it's not impeachment that's really your power there. You have the power of the purse. Stop funding all these things you don't like, and it won't happen. And yet, is it maybe because people are trained by media or other things, as soon as you might suggest any cut, oh, a government shutdown, it's the worst thing in the world. I mean, you've been up there in the halls of Congress. How is it that the people in the House aren't actually using their power, the power of the purse?
It's very interesting that funding is supposed to originate in the House. All the funding bills, the appropriations bills, originally come out of the House, and then they're passed or altered in the Senate. And yet you never hear members of the House, especially leadership like this Mike Johnson guy, the new speaker, you never hear them talk about, hey, we're going to defund X, Y, and Z. And modern Congress just don't do that. Now, when that power was created, when the Constitution was written, let's say the first 100 years of the United States under that Constitution, there were actual limits on what Congress could spend, and that was what the Treasury had in its coffers, meaning tax receipts. And back then, there was no income tax. The tax receipts were mostly tariffs. And so the idea that you could spend beyond what was in the Treasury's coffers, that required Congress to come together and vote individually, singly, on borrowing some money. They don't do that anymore. They do these giant omnibus bills, and they pass big funding increases up to a certain amount. And a lot of the devil here is in the details. Spending bills come together in gigantic appropriations bills, gigantic what they call omnibus or minibus bills, which is when several different areas of appropriations get blended into one big bill. And so when you say, you know, Thomas Massie doesn't want to fund X, Y, and Z, the problem is that the bill he actually gets to vote on will also include A, B, and C. And A, B, and C may be some things that are very important to his constituents, while X, Y, and Z may be some things that they don't care as much about, like arming Israel or Ukraine. So, you know, spending bills are not parsed. They're generally not individualized. So it's really a tough environment for the House.
Yeah, and it just seems like such a broken system right now. And switching gears here, what do you make of the Libertarian Party inviting Trump to speak at their national convention?
Well, did he say yes?
I believe he said yes. They reached out to Biden, RFK, and Trump. Mm-hmm. Trump was the only one that responded, and he said yes.
Okay, and RFK said no?
I haven't seen a response from him.
Okay. Well, I suppose the Trump show still gets eyeballs. It's starting to feel like an old sitcom that repeats. Trump doesn't have a lot new. He seems older. He's trying to go back to the same pattern of speaking, the gotchas, you know, the put-downs, but none of it is as fresh as it once was. He seems very, very tired. He's clearly agitated beyond belief with this judge forcing him to be present in the courtroom for this trial involving Stormy Daniels and allegedly hush money and et cetera. So this is not the same Trump. You know, he's 4 years older. He's 8 years older than when we first started to see him, really, in the presidential race. He's, you know, he's heavy set. He doesn't look like he's in great health. And this whole thing, I think, is it's a symptom. Trump versus Biden is a symptom that we as a country can't do better. I think Trump had his purposes in 2016. I was rooting for him to upset the Bush-Clinton apple cart. But I think now he's worn out his welcome.
And yet, as much as you and I both were incredibly disappointed with RFK Jr.'s VP pick, what about this attack that's constantly coming at him? Like this, he has a worm in his brain thing, like huge hit piece on his health there in the New York Times. Stephen Colbert doing a whole monologue joke on him, little watched late night. They seem threatened by the man, even though they want to write him off as a kook.
Well, if he were taking votes away from Trump in their minds, or if there was polling to that effect, we would see the exact opposite. They would be talking about how he is an heir to the Kennedy legacy, how brave he is for having overcome his addictions, how open-minded he is in talking to the deplorables. So all of this is just purely political, and the fact that they're that worried about Joe Biden, even against a pretty hampered candidate in Trump, shows you that they know. I mean, Joe Biden is not a popular guy, and he's going to have trouble in the fall. And I think that what this is probably leading up to is that meaning the Democratic establishment, are going to watch the numbers very closely. And if things get really bad, I am convinced personally that they have no compunction about simply pulling him out of the race, having him come up with some speech at the convention saying I'm withdrawing for health reasons, and then installing a candidate they think can win.
Yep, that's not Byron. You have a
no
comment?
You've just been
saying that too.
Yeah, okay. We're on the same team here.
Yeah, absolutely. And then shifting gears once again to more cultural matters. I don't know if you watched the roast of Tom Brady at all, Jeff.
I heard about it.
Okay, so I felt like it was this weird cultural moment that was, number one, huge numbers, and it actually put on a pretty good show. But the sort of jokes that were being told, of course it is a roast, but it seemed like if there's anything woke or politically correct being tried to push, it died that night. And it seems to me some have called it the revolution of the broletariat. So I'm expanding this out to sort of the bro podcast world. How much hope should we have in this? And it can be somebody who's like a bro, like a Chris Williamson, who shares a lot of stoic wisdom. I love his podcast. But you know what I'm talking about, this sort of motley crew that is now out there in the podcast world. How much hope should we put in this new sort of more masculine new media right now?
Well, there's a lot of it out there, and it's a reaction to how anodyne and stifling the mainstream media. I mean, you're going to go watch CNN and Wolf Blitzer? I mean, come on. You know, you'll listen to Joe Rogan talking to Jocko Willink all day long compared to that. And I do think the Brady roast showed it was masculine in nature. I mean, it did show there's a lot of un-PC humor, a lot of, you know, blue humor, which I think is probably good. I wouldn't say it was particularly skillful. If you go back and watch old DVDs of the roasts back when they were 1970s roasts with like Frank Sinatra and people like that, there's, I think, a lot more skillful humor. But I think it's a good sign. It's reactionary. So much of the world we live in now is reactionary, and the left is just puzzled over this. They can't understand, as though these people are just reacting to nothing. It's all in their heads. You know, no, the young people who enjoy that sort of thing, you know, if you want to call it the podcast world or the bro world, they are reacting to something, and they feel that they have to create their own world. And so, you know, I was watching some clips from that, and first of all, I thought Tom Brady was 40, maybe, coming out of the NFL. Apparently he's 47.
Wow. Yes.
And I just thought, damn, that guy looks pretty good-looking guy, you know? For 47, God bless him.
Yeah, well, and I mean, I was impressed with actually some of the jokes written for the non-comedians, and Tony Hinchcliffe just happens to be one of my favorites. I'm a big fan of his shows.
Well, does this mean 2 years ago he was 45 getting tackled by NFL linemen?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's that avocado ice cream.
That's what it is. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah, it's like Tom Brady. Why do you look like Tom Brady?
Is there an anabolic... an avocado-flavored anabolic?
Is that that's what I'm thinking there is.
In Europe somewhere.
Yeah, very European.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got some regiment going on there. But I just found it's an interesting moment where I know plenty of women who like that humor, so I don't mean this like as a hard, fast rule, but the sort of female-dominated world of the managerial class and the corporate left, or however you want to call these folks, that really run the, say, old legacy prestige institutions, like, it seemed like the complete opposite of what they're constantly trying to push. I think the next morning I had to go get my tire changed, and I'm sitting there on the TV in the waiting room, and there's the Today Show or something. And I'm like, this is night and day, and I know who I'm throwing my lot in with.
Yes, there is that HR America that I think a lot of, especially younger men, feel uncomfortable under. And so to see a roast like that with a bunch of NFL players, lost a lot of masculinity, a lot of testosterone, you might think that's probably a good thing. It's probably good for America.
Well, I appreciate your time as always, Jeff. If folks want to cover what you're looking at, what you're writing about, think about, how can they do so?
Absolutely. Just follow me on Twitter, all one word, at Jeff Deist, JeffDeist.
Well, until we talk again, hopefully sooner rather than later, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, guys.
Again, folks, Jeff Deist. And for those who don't know, not just president of the Mises Institute there for about 10 years. He was the chief of staff for Ron Paul for a good bit up there.
I
knew
I liked that guy, man.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff's pretty awesome.
Good guy.
So we got a second here, but have we learned anything important today?
I did learn that word for illegals. It's called newcomers.
Newcomers?
Newcomers. That's what we're supposed to be calling them.
What are we, oldcomers?
No, we're schmucks, Joey, because we're paying for everything the newcomers want to do.
Well, Biden's definitely an oldcomer.
Okay.
He's been here for what, 50-something years?
Too long. And I just read this while ago, too. A Boeing jet has skidded off the runway in Senegal. So
in Senegal?
Mm-hmm. The worries for Boeing continue on.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be in the space race against Elon and SpaceX.
Tony, man. At some point, the whole DEI deal has got to come up, and they're going to have to take a critical look at when Boeing started implementing some of these things and when we're starting to have issues.
And there's another Boeing whistleblower who says he was pressured to hide defects in airplanes.
He better not say nothing. Hadn't he seen what happened the last two?
Right.
I got a prediction. No more Boeing whistleblowers.
You know the meme where it's from Scarface and they're talking on the phone laughing and the money's being printed out? Somebody captured that was the hitman for Boeing seeing there are more whistleblowers. Yeah. The internet always wins. But, you know, I've got like two fellas in here and we're all different ages. Am I off base on this, that HR world, that sort of corporate world where it doesn't... I don't feel welcome. I'll put it that way.
Most men do not, because for one, the rules change daily on a regular basis.
Yep.
And the conversation that three of us can have, even though it might not be always radio appropriate, I don't mind having it in front of other people. But these other people get offended or pretend to get offended for no other reason than to go to HR.
Well, all right. So now we're talking about the definition of the word and what matters and all that sort of stuff. So when I hear masculinity, you know, I mean, the context in my head is, you know, buff. You know, strapping, you know, willing to protect, you know, able to protect, that sort of thing. Is that what we're talking about? Or are we just talking about men finally standing up and being like, we've been pushed so far this way and told to feel a certain way, and we're just not going to do it anymore?
Well, I think one trait, and it is, I think, traditionally, like mythologically masculine trait, is saying what you think
right,
speaking what you think to be true, including jokes.
Right.
So I think there's a lot of that going on right now. But to your point, well, there are a lot of, you saw that the left was trying to make a thing, if you go work out, you're going to end up being a right winger. Yeah. If you go to the gym or something like
that. Well, I'm looking at an article right now, haven't really delved into it too much, but the premise is that the evangelical right is viewing Trump as just a masculine figure, and it's using a lot of his, you know, flaws, sins, whatever you want to call them. Seems to be sort of in that same vein.
Mm. Yeah, I think there's something to that. And I mean, I think masculinity broadly defined doesn't have to end up being that stereotype of like Arnold Schwarzenegger, for instance.
But when it comes to Trump and Biden, I would rather have, and any president for that matter, I would rather have what I would consider to be a masculine president. I don't want some weak, soft-wristed Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden up there. This is not the governor of a state. This is the president of my country.
Yeah, but still, even if it's the governor of the state, city council, whatever, the buck's got to stop somewhere.
Oh, I agree.
Right?
I just have to take them when we're electing, and when we're electing people that are way too old, they can't drive a car, but we're electing them to be governor and president. I have to start it somewhere. So I have to start with the presidency and work my way down to these lower offices. I would honestly say there's 30 or 40% of elected officials that have no business being in office, period. They were put there, they were paid and bought and paid for to be there.
You're being very kind with that number.
Trying to be, because a few of them are going to call me later. So
272-9228 if you want to hop in. We got to hit a break. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health.
Well, see?
How fitting. And, you know, guys, there are problems that people, men in particular, can experience as they get older, as they mature. One can be erectile dysfunction, which is no fun. The other guys that now, studies showing that guys will now start an argument. They'll just be an ass right before bedtime, so they don't have to even try to, you know, they avoid failing in intimacy.
Right.
They do it on purpose because, you know, they feel embarrassed about how they can't perform, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I know that can be embarrassing. You might not like it, but there is help out there, especially at Montgomery Men's Health, and they might very well find that the ED problem you have is tied to your low testosterone problem. So if you're lacking motivation, energy, and drive, including sex drive, and always feel tired like you're walking through life in a fog, it very well could be low testosterone. So the providers there at Montgomery Men's Health, they can conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And they have treatments there, low-T treatments there at Montgomery Men's Health that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
Sorry, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. Usually even notice an increased libido.
Nothing wrong with that.
You can actually book the same day that you call. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report, before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible, collecting rent on time and frequent inspections, help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our threat of severe weather has not ended yet. In fact, our next round of severe storms may be a few hours away in the middle of the night. And I'm talking the wee hours of the morning with strong to severe storms with damaging wind gusts, maybe 70, 75 miles per hour in some cases. Not a strong tornado threat, but a significant damaging wind threat and maybe some large hail as well. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 69. Then much cooler air moves in. In fact, we'll be in the 50s by Friday night. Stay weather aware. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And well, guess who was on with my adopted godfather last night? Well, Sean Hannity's.
I know that part. Godfather. Yeah.
You know, his wife went to the formerly known as Jeff Davis.
Yep.
And he'd come to some of those reunions and whatnot. I don't think they're still married.
Did he let you park his car?
No, I know. I've never met him. Oh. Never talked to the man.
Really? That might have been one of those ones where you...
never met him.
He was a valet guy at the fancy parties here in Auburn.
Didn't he get started in Huntsville or Athens?
Yeah, and then got over to the Atlanta market. Okay. But yeah, I think he started in Alabama. But Sean Hannity had on Senator Katie Britt last night.
Really?
Yeah. So you want to check out the segment?
Of course we do.
So let me back it up here. Let me get to... like halfway through Sean's monologue, because you know how he asks a question, it's like several minutes before. So Katie holds her own. Let's listen in.
Undressing. And if your daughter was reported she felt uncomfortable in a boy's presence in a bathroom or locker room, would that be considered by your administration to be discrimination or bigotry? Yes or no? Why is that a hard question to answer? That's a simple question for me. The answer is, hell no, I would not want my daughter in the same locker room, bathroom, or undressing with other young people. No, I wouldn't want that.
Right, and this should be a simple answer. Obviously, particularly when you say, does the young woman feel uncomfortable? And if she says she does, is that discrimination? It's a simple answer, and that's the problem with this administration. At every single turn, they work to blur the lines. This Title IX, both rule and the proposal that is coming out, are totally unacceptable. I mean, we look at it in that proposal. They also say that if your child goes to school and says that they are a different gender, that teacher is not obligated to tell you as a parent. Let me tell you something. My children are not wards of the state. I am not going to co-parent with the federal government. I have a right as a parent to understand what happens in the classroom. We know what their grades are. We know what happens on the playground. And we certainly should know if they are trying to assimilate to a different gender. And that's not between them and the teacher. That's between my child and me. And so this government, this administration, Biden has it all wrong once again. And as a parent, I am sick and tired of the continual attacks from the left. We're seeing them in sports. We're seeing them, obviously, in these spaces. He absolutely does.
He knows the answer. His answer is what every other parent would answer. Here's the problem. He is afraid of the woke mob, and he is incapable of stating a simple truth. And that's just the reality. But they want to impose that and force that on parents all across
our children.
The country.
Absolutely. And yeah. It's totally unacceptable. And look at what you're talking about with the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. Look, I am raising both a young man and a young woman. And I believe it is not only okay, it is necessary in many arenas to create spaces where they can grow and thrive and learn as both young women or young men. And when I'm raising a young man, I look at the fact that somehow the word boy has become toxic to the left and needs to be removed before scouts.
Look at the fact that I have
a young woman, and what are we saying about Girl Scouts? What about the longevity of Girl Scouts? It's the same thing that's going to happen to women's sports. It is completely and totally unacceptable. It is absurd, and this is more of the same from the Biden administration. And truly, Sean, this is why we need President Trump back in the White House. He will bring common sense. He understands the values this nation was built on, and he knows that he will not bend to the woke mob. He will let our children be children. He will let them grow and thrive and learn to stand for the flag, to love this country, and to be who they are.
Well, pretty straightforward hit, but I think this is, it's absurd this is an issue. Like, it really is.
We're living in the land of the absurd right now.
Yeah.
It's absolutely nuts that is something the federal government is considering doing in the name of compassion, in the name of civil rights.
It's crazy. There's literally a war on women. I mean, they're taking their sports. Now men can go in their bathroom. Now if I feel like being a woman for the day, I can declare myself a woman. How is this even happening? Well, in this bizarro world.
Right. Well, and I didn't know the, arc of history. Bends towards justice, right?
Okay.
Yeah, but we've gone from marches from Selma to Montgomery to, like, sex changes for kids. And everybody has to recognize it. And I'm sorry, I don't think, there's some folks still living who actually did those marches here in this part of the world. Maybe they put on a face or appearance where they're like, yeah, this is all part of a continuum of justice. I got a feeling there are a lot of folks who do not buy it, the very folks that started the civil rights movement. And it's been perverted, figuratively and literally perverted. And it's absolutely absurd. So we'll see where it goes. I just don't see how people stand for this.
Who's my guy on HBO? Bill Maher? The libertarian? Yeah. His bit on, I'm glad my parents didn't ask me what I wanted to be when I was 6 years old, because I'd be standing here with a peg leg and a parrot on my shoulder. Is one of the most honest rebuttals to this question. I mean, children are not capable of making these decisions.
No. So wait, you're saying that kids are impressionable, can be tricked, manipulated, they can make really poor decisions, especially when they're encouraged by adults?
Especially when they have no idea, no frame of reference.
Right. And also, they have no idea of how long this is going to affect them. You know, they think they can be a girl today and a boy back again tomorrow. Well, that's not the world we're living in. When you, and unfortunately, they will give you the surgery you want, and a couple years later, when you realize there was a mistake made, tough.
If we make it 200 years, what do you think people are going to look back on during this time and say?
This might be, you know, one of my favorites out there is Camille Paglia. Quote her in the piece I wrote for 1819 this week. And she says, yeah, when you start to see not just dandyism, like, you know, sort of men and women dressing like each other, like, that's one thing. But when you see full-on gender fluidity, transgenderism, it's usually the sign of decadence and decline of an empire or of a culture. And, yeah, so hopefully we make that 200 years, but...
I mean, the closest we've been before, I believe, might have been when, you know, we were wearing wigs and powdering our faces for court.
I never really understood that. Long way from there.
Now, this is the very beginning of, it's like an hour and a half presentation Glenn Beck put on yesterday, and I'm not, obviously not going to play the whole hour and a half, but I just want to play the intro, because it's germane to our discussion. Let's just watch. Kind of hard to watch, though.
Point out that gender-affirming care is considered necessary, life-saving medical care by every major medical and mental health organization in the United States, which represents nearly 2 million doctors in this country.
Science overwhelmingly supports access to gender-affirming care.
Kids know their gender, unequivocally. Cisgender kids know their genders, and transgender kids know their genders.
Puberty blockers at age 12.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
We would not provide gender-affirming care for those under 18. We didn't have decades of research showing that it improves outcomes.
I look in the mirror sometimes and I feel like a monster. I feel like a monster.
You realize that the life you've been living for the last 2 years was a lie.
These are all voices of detransitioners who listened to those experts you heard in the first part of the clip, and now, well, there are consequences. Right.
It's my dream now to have children, and it breaks my heart that that could have been taken away from me if I had been encouraged just a little bit more.
I absolutely felt like my life was ruined. I still experience a lot of pain and, like, regret about it pretty much every day.
After surgery, I regretted it instantly. I brought up regret, and the first thing they said was, you don't have regret, you've got OCD.
So if you are thinking about transitioning,
many of the effects of hormone therapy are reversible.
Don't believe, don't listen to the doctors.
And in many cases, all those voices you just heard were folks who went through and listened to the doctors are now saying, please don't do it. I deeply regret it.
There's no repercussions either, can they? Nothing they can do.
Right now.
And for the most part, they're shutting them down. For everyone that speaks up, they do all they can do to silence their voices.
And luckily, there are other parts of the developed world and Nordic countries, the UK, a lot of them are saying this stuff is monstrous.
Exactly. Yeah. And I love how at the beginning, the one lady like tried to couch it all like, oh, this is so good. We have all these organizations behind us. You know, we have over $200 million doctors under our thumbs. I wish you'd go to my doctor and bring this up.
Yeah. Well, and here's the deal. I think the, you know, Jordan Peterson makes this argument constantly. The faculties of education where they teach teachers to be teachers, they're completely corrupt. Probably need to be raised to the ground. And what you have is not just inflation of our money, but inflation of credentials and the entire, say, peer review process.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a truly hard science where you can check each other's proofs, and if it's these softer social sciences, you can prove anything without really proving much of anything.
Or not prove anything at all and just claim a...
But everybody agrees, we're all the experts, and... You know, you have some statistical study showing in this direction this might work, but no, you're using kids as guinea pigs, and you're doing it in the name of compassion, and that's one of the worst faces of evil, when evil takes over people's most compassionate drives and perverts them to mutilation, sterilization, and talk about psychological abuse and trauma out of that. I would encourage folks to just go to Glenn Beck's Twitter, go to The Blaze, watch this whole hour and a half presentation. Very well done. And it's hard to watch, though, but very well done by Beck and the team there. So How about this? On that wholesome note, we got to hit a break. But first, this part of the program brought to you by, again, Dylan Rings. And, Eddie, are we going to get, like, some custom jewelry made?
I would like to commemorate the funky fresh medallion. I'm all about that.
Yeah?
With a heavy
matching medallion?
Yep, with a heavy gold chain.
Heavy gold chain?
Yep.
Like, what do you mean by heavy?
I mean, I want to have a neck ache by the end of the day. I want to have neck muscles by the end of the day.
You want to be like a chain.
Yeah.
Like a
in case
junkyard dog
like
chain.
Like a Mr. T chain.
Yes. Yeah. If you get stuck, I want to be able to pull you out of the ditch using my gold chain if I have to.
Now, but
gold
what's
soft. Going to have to go something a little harder.
This is true.
Platinum for you, bro.
Platinum, baby. Platinum, baby.
So what pendant are you getting?
I don't know. Something large but not gaudy.
Yeah. And large but not gaudy.
Large but not gaudy.
A hubcap. Yeah.
That'd be pretty close, you know.
Well, and the clock's already taken.
Yeah, the clock's kind of taken, and I really like
it. And we can't really copy Cat Williams.
Nah.
Though his whole woke thing is pretty awesome right
now. But I would like something of that size. But I want the weight to be in the chain, not the medallion.
Maybe it could be our weight.
Pretty heavy.
Yeah, like having a digital readout that's tied into our scales we have to use.
Constantly changing.
Yeah,
tell you that.
Exactly. At gum, I just lost 5 pounds, honey.
Yeah, you think the debt clock moves fast.
So I bring all this up because Dylan Rings, of course, Josh Ryder there, the man's an artist.
Amazing artist, man.
And, well, and a bit of a mad scientist, too, when you go back to that lab. Like, all the techniques he has for not only, say, repairing jewelry or polishing it up, giving it a, say, cleaning or spa treatment, but that custom design work, if you can dream it. Like, Eddie and I were sitting here just brainstorming. We'd need to go do it with Josh Ryder.
He'd be sketching, sadly sketching away.
And, yeah. And it's just genius stuff. And if you go to DylanRings.com, you can see under custom design, like the way they render it on the computer first. So you can see a digital rendering, have it on a hand or around a neck that's, you know, matching your skin tone. So you're getting a sense of what it's going to look like on you. And if you like that, pull the trigger, Josh Ryder, make it an actual reality.
He'll yes, he can.
Build it out for you. The man is remarkable at what he does. So you'll check out Dylan Rings today. You can always go to DylanRings.com. But I really encourage you to stop by 119 Brown Springs Road, right here in Montgomery, just off of Atlanta Highway. They are closed today for Josh's son's graduation. Right. Congratulations on that again, sir. That's a big deal right there. And be sure to tell Josh and Leslie Ryder when you stop by that Joey and Eddie from that radio show sent you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you. It's time to show mom how much you appreciate her with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Mother's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for mom. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Bates House of Turkey is celebrating their first anniversary in Montgomery and 100 years in business with a renovated Montgomery location. Come enjoy the famous hickory smoked turkey sandwiches, the old-fashioned roast turkey dinners, and their expanded grab-and-go frozen casseroles and soups. There's plenty of room for small groups in the expanded dining room. Order online at BatesHouseOfTurkey.com. Dine-in, carry-out, and delivery services available. Bates House of Turkey in Montgomery is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eat turkey. Feel turkey.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Mark DePlanche with Admiral Movers. People ask, what makes Admiral Movers different from other movers? It's simple. We take pride in caring for our team, so we know that they will take care of you. All of our team members are Admiral employees. They are all fully background checked and trained in-house. We never hire day laborers. So for your next move, whether it's a commercial move or household move, across town or across the country, call Montgomery's favorite movers, Admiral Movers. Mention code SUMMER10 to save 10% on your next move.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. News and Views in the afternoon. Man, Eddie, we need one of those things. Aroma 360 smart car diffuser. Well, they've already switched over to a different commercial, but we need one for the... We need, like, something to freshen up the studio.
How about chicks? It smells like dudes in here all the time.
That's what I mean.
All the time, it smells like dudes.
I know.
And not the good kind.
I know.
Okay.
Just musky in here.
Yeah, I was told I stunk yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if it was from this or just myself or a combination thereof.
I always think I smell good.
Yeah, I usually think I smell good, but when I come in here, it smells a bit like
locker room. We need like air fresheners.
We've got this air filter over here, but I kind of think that thing is choked out. it gave up a while ago.
Is it supposed to be black?
Yeah, exactly.
No, seriously, we got outlets we don't use. Let's just throw an air freshener. All right, like this is what I'm worried about.
If we throw that air freshener in, all of a sudden, you hear that hum?
Oh, goodness.
It would drive us nuts. Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
This part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And, well, Pest Pro can help you with all of these pest control needs you definitely need this time of year. It could be, well, termites are coming alive. Well, they are coming alive right now. A lot of reports of swarms all over the area.
Yeah, swarms. We got the fire ants going on. Of course, we got El Cucarachas, which are just steadily a problem here in Alabama. But the fire ants, to me, right now are the worst because these big mounds, every time it rains, and I think it's raining now, you go out the next day and you have three or four new red mounds in your yard.
And especially if you got kids or dogs. It could just be you. Maybe you're like mowing the lawn and you forget where you're stepping.
That was my thought. You're mowing the grass and you walk right into one.
So whatever the issue might be, don't forget those mosquitoes. Pest Pro Services can help you out. 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces today. When you want to know, call a pro, Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell Ashley, that great team that you heard about him here on the radio with Joey and Eddie. Let's go to Papa B. Papa
hey, guys.
What up, Papa B?
Yeah. Dude, you know, when I hear stories like getting the kids
in the
kids that are being mutilated by these monsters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. We have laws on the books against this kind of stuff. But, I mean, it proves that we are in a lawless, really, country. Another example of how we're in a lawless country. Not only that, it's an example of how our institutions have been co-opted by some really just pure evil people.
I would say this, the worst evil are the folks that think they're doing good as they do this.
It's just, you said it exactly right, it's monstrous. And I cannot wait until, you know, the law really gets a hold of these folks by the nape of the neck. The idea that you're going to sit there and ask a kid what he wants to do, and they're doing it as young as, I think, you know, like, what, 6, 7 years old or so? Certainly in their team. You know, it's the usual players. They're not there's not like this big movement. There's just a few key players, Rachel Levine or whatever the guy's name is. There's some names that you hadn't heard for a while. Billie Jean King. I don't know if you knew that. She's big into this trans thing.
Well, and don't you love that, like, with Levine, Levine, whatever, they're like, the first openly trans admiral. I'm like, wait, was Nimitz some secret fruit?
Golly. I swear. Man, you know, talk about provocative. I don't want to say what comes to my mind. That's what I want to do to these folks, because it probably is not going to be fit for.
Yeah, don't go too far. If you do that, I'm going to have to recommend you watch Fake Dr. Phil, because he goes too far all the time.
Well, I can't wait till the law grabs a hold of these folks by the nape of the neck and does what it's supposed to do. But in the meantime, man, what can be done? I don't know, but all I can do is sit here and shake my head. I cannot understand why people would do this to a child, honestly.
I'll never understand
anyway, it. Anyway. All right, guys, y'all have a great one. I'll talk to you tomorrow, hopefully.
All right, yes, Papa B.
Appreciate it, Papa B.
Have a good one, buddy.
And let's go to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Man, it is a wonderful day at Prattville Carpet. We've got Bart's birthday. Can you believe Bart is 55 years old?
55? Wow. Damn.
And yeah. The most upsetting thing about that is people think he's my son.
Well, Ray, if you would have used that wash your gray right out of your hair like somebody recommended, it probably wouldn't be the case.
Yep, I know, I know. Well, hey, look, real quick, we've got our Mohawk rec here, Brent. Brent, you want to say hi? How's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
How you doing?
What's up, Brent? He's putting up a new display for us. And, hey, I got a question, just a survey. Who is your favorite store in Central Alabama? Prattville Carpet.
But of course. Good answer. Good answer.
Robert Gardner, I'm sorry if you heard that. it is a really cool display. It is an LEP that looks... Here's the... I would say everything we sell has a downside. The downside is that LEP doesn't quite look like real wood. We can't make it the way God makes it.
Okay.
It's just, it is what it is. But this is the closest thing on the market that looks like a real wood floor. When you walk on it, you're going to swear you're walking on a wood floor. It's amazing. You just got to come see it.
All right.
So come to Prattville in the next couple of weeks. Check out the new display. Call us at 285-8117. We'll come out and give you that free measurement. Next thing you know, you got a new floor down. Just that easy.
Again, that number, 285-8117. When you call those fine folks there at Prattville Carpet, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles on the radio here.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great day.
You too,
Ray. You too, Ray.
So we really only have like a minute or so left. Yeah, the kids issue, it's becoming it's so many issues. Because we started this week talking about the social media thing, and of course, the whole transgender thing that's really gotten going, but then that applies now to sports, like Title IX, and you wonder, what's the next shoe to drop in this so-called progress that we're experiencing? Papa B was sitting there musing, about how does this happen? I think there are some very evil folks out there, but I think the average person who's pushing this in, say, the medical community, is what I learned in college. These are the standards. Mm-hmm. Look at the peer-reviewed literature, and it becomes this groupthink to where a few evil characters can push the group in a particular direction where everybody else is like, well, I'm trying to just be compassionate and competent.
And going to the institutions, once those evil forces leave and it's already sort of been adopted by the institutions themselves,
indoctrinated.
That's when it's...
People wonder what happened to the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, that just kills me.
And I think what happened is after special allegations, I think it's something like 83,000 allegations of sexual abuse, which is Church will run for its
money.
How
did the ones that were doing all the abuse end up running the damn Boy Scouts now? Because that's what's happened. Instead of these people being locked up and thrown out of the organization said, hey, let's double down on stupid and we'll just accept everybody.
I think a lot of people just left. Like, I can teach my kid to be an outdoorsman in a different way.
Much better way.
So, silver lining here, I do think that